This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Holderness family is proud to present A Swifty Dad Trying So Hard.
You listening to the new album?
Yep, Dad's listening to it too.
Yeah, a little internet research. I saw that Thank You Amy was a diss track.
Yeah, I wonder who Amy is and like what she did to Taylor.
It's about Kim Kardashian? Who the heck is Amy then?
I should have known that. Come on, Ben, do better.
How about, her referencing Travis Kelce's dad?
Huh?
Yeah? Dads are pretty great, right?
They love you very much.
Dads will do anything to make a connection with her daughter. I love you so much. This is top showing you. Did you hear her mention Charlie Puth? You know, honey, I've been saying that Charlie Puth slaps for years, right?
Oh, no one says slaps anymore. No way out.
I got another one. I guess you and your brother are both playing Fortnite today, huh?
Because you're playing the song and playing the video game.
You know, I'm going to let you listen. It's a big day for you, so peace out. Get it?
Remember, because the things you did at the Grammys and...
Aren't that the best? And now, from Times Square, that Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps...
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media...
...is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, she wrestles government on behalf of small businesses like a pro, Linda McMahon. A new episode of House Squatters on the way, freeing human slaves, and Maren Morris joins Teddy Swim in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where even the muggers are showing kindness these days, by mailing back their stolen IDs, here's the Kevin!
Huh, would you look at that? Incredibly kind, I would say. I mean, for a mugger in Times Square, at least. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into hour number two. Man, have we got a lot for you. The Babylon Bee, back second week in a row with some sketch comedy we've got coming up. Of course, thanks to Penn Holderness for the little bit of Dad and Taylor humor there at the start of the hour. Plus, Teddy Swim's still coming back. Let's get to the news.
For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. A series of brand new polls are out showing President Trump faring quite well against his 2024 opponent. He's taken new leads with Catholic, African-American, and Latino voters. And on Friday, the newest national poll showed a 12-point lead for the 45th president and pointing to an increasingly likely contest between the last two administrations is already in full swing. In response, the White House has reportedly ordered at least 15 more 3 a.m. semi-deliveries full of cartons of ballots for delivery at 3 a.m. on November 6th. Minnesota and Michigan, two of the places those deliveries are scheduled for, also continue to be the only, quote, two-state solution that President Biden seems to be focused on. Researchers are revealing that a new study is reporting that controlling one's anger is actually very key to long-term heart health. In a related story, actor Robert De Niro has been put on permanent heart monitoring from now through the end of the election this fall. Appearing on MSNBC on Friday, the very old actor claimed that President Trump, a lifelong New Yorker like himself, is one of the worst bullies in recorded history. The actor then went on to say that he'd like to punch Trump in the face. Then he called the 45th president Hitler and promised that bad things were coming if the nation re-elected him. Assignment Desk Weekend would have loved to have had a follow-up question for Mr. De Niro. The question would be, do you mean things similar to Biden and AOC's actual support of actual Nazis, actually storming the university campuses, actually saying to gas the Jews? Speaking of actors, Emily Blunt and her co-star Ryan Gosling are speaking out as Hollywood elites everywhere are expressing concern over the continued use of artificial intelligence in the production of major motion picture films. It seems that the acting community's chief concern is, what if the AI is a better actor than we are? It's legit. And finally, security concerns abound this weekend when another actor was seen randomly roaming the West Wing of the White House. A recipient of the Medal of Honor this weekend, Star Wars actor Mark Hamill, famous for his role as Luke Skywalker, seemed dazed and confused.
I just got to meet the president. He gave me these aviator glasses. You know, I called him Mr. President. He said, you can call me Joe. And I said, can I call you Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Sure. Luke, may the Fourth be with you. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Mila, I'm 25 years old, and I pretty much just vape all day.
I'm Crackhead Steve. I'm 27. I play the guitar. Sometimes I spin a street sign on the corner for some extra spending cash. And I do crack.
Kayla and Crackhead Steve are squatters. Their budget is $0.
I'm looking for something open concept with maybe some wood paneling. A pool would be nice. But really, it's just anywhere where someone else is paying the mortgage and I can live indefinitely with full protection of the law.
I'm just looking for a place to do crack.
So this is definitely more of a starter home, but every squatter has to start somewhere. It's got all of your basics, running water, electricity, Wi-Fi. And the best part is, it's all paid for by the homeowner.
Look at this wood paneling. Oh, and there's a cozy little corner over there. I could just see myself sitting there, taking in the sunshine, not paying the mortgage.
Hey, babe! I found this really cool room to crack in. Come on!
Woo! So what do we think of this cozy little starter home? Well, I did really like the wood paneling.
Yeah, and the crack spot.
What's the asking price for this house?
Well, it can all be yours to squat in today for just
$0.
Hmm.
That's not bad, but it is a little small for what we're looking for. Maybe we should see what else is out there.
Kayla, Crackhead Steve, get ready to meet your suburban pool paradise.
Wow. I was a little disappointed that there wasn't any wood paneling in there, but this pool, it more than makes up for it. I could see us squatting here for a long time. Maybe even starting a little squatting family?
Well, I don't know, Kayla. What if I'm trying to do crack and it falls out in the pool? It's going to ruin it. I, for one, am not convinced.
Well, I like it.
So I don't know if this will sway your decision, but it's a real squatter's market right now. You can move in today for just $0.
Maybe we should look at one more option. Well, guys, what do we think? Oh, my. Yes.
This is sick.
So I think this definitely checks all of your boxes. Wood paneling, a pool outside, and plenty of room for activities. Everything to do whatever it is you might want to do in here.
Where did you get that?
Look out in the fridge. That's so good.
The only downside is, unfortunately, the homeowners haven't left on vacation yet.
Who are you guys and how did you get in here?
But don't worry, I'm already two steps ahead of them. I've signed up for magazines in your name for you to establish residency so we can kick them out of here.
Aw, Mrs. Crackhead Steve? I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm. But isn't this place out of our price range?
Get this, it's just at the top of your budget. Of just $0.
Which home will Kayla and crackhead Steve choose? Will it be small but cozy, middle-class pool paradise, or the dream crack mansion? Let's find out.
We really liked all the homes, but in the end, we just have to go with the massive mansion.
We need to get out.
We couldn't resist the pool, the wood paneling, and the fact that these homeowners, Dan and Cindy, are just going to, like, pay the mortgage while we just hang out.
And do crack.
All right, guys. Are you ready for the best part of the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to help me do the honors?
Officer, arrest those homeowners!
What nerves!
Are you serious?
Ooh,
oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! I can't... This is our...
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to have you with us from Times Square here in New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to be part of That Kevin Show. And my next guest is exciting to have around. She is not only a kind of legendary figure in the world of business, but when President Trump went to Washington, D.C. and was trying to put kind of his outsider administration into the positions that they could impact really well, Linda McMahon's name came up for more than one position, but she ended up being his small business administrative head and did a great job in that post. And I'm glad to welcome her back tonight. Linda McMahon, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. And just by way of reference, you are part of the America First Policy Institute, which is a bunch of you former Trump administrative people that had good impact in the areas that you had influence with, still trying to have part of the debate be impacted by what you're doing. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think a number of you will probably be back in President Trump's next administration. But that's just a guess. We'll have to wait and see how.
Well, it'd be an honor if that were to happen. Yes, I'm the chair of the America First Policy Institute. And within the institute, I also chair the Center for the American Worker.
Yeah. Well, your fingerprint on the Small Business Administration was so important because, as people who listen to my show know, small businesses are responsible for about 3 out of every 4 new jobs that are created. And yeah, as we press forward into an economy that's going to need to recover from all of this regulation, stronghold, chokehold, really, that the current team has put in place, deregulating the regulations is important, and showing support for that small business community is absolutely vital.
Well, it truly is. And President Trump really did understand that. And when he asked me to serve as the administrator of the Small Business Administration, which is a whole mouthful to say, he said, you know, I've got a novel idea. He said, I'd like to have somebody running this who's actually built a business and understands it, and understands the impacts of taxes and understands the impacts of the regulatory environment on businesses. And so I really did make that effort, you know, to visit. I visited every district office, all 68 in all 50 states.
Wow.
And to listen to what was going on and to visit with small businesses. And I did press conferences while I was out there. We were pushing the Trump tax cuts as well as listening to small businesses about what impact those tax cuts would have on their business and also the regulatory cuts. And I never talked to a business owner who did not tell me that the savings they would realize would not be reinvested in their business. Right. And that's what they did. You know, the tax cuts and, you know, one of the write-offs, especially for capital investment, to be able to write it off in the year in which that expense was made, really gave small businesses the opportunity to grow and invest in their companies. And the economy was flourishing. Unfortunately, COVID came along, but the economy was really flourishing under those policies. And, you know, from the regulatory side, you know, the president had instructed every cabinet officer for every regulation you want to put in, you've got to get rid of 2. And we wound up getting rid of 10 to 12, sometimes more regulations for each one that we put in. And so it was just it was the right answer. It supported businesses. It gave them the opportunity to have access to more capital with the economy flourishing the way it was. And we were just on a really good run.
What I don't understand, Linda McMahon, is the well, I do understand it because there's this assumption, I think, by the current team, the Biden team, that the American voter is stupid and that they're just going to they're going to buy old stereotypes and they're just going to be satiated with whatever Biden says on the campaign trail. I saw
hideous Instagram fake phone call from President Biden to what was supposed to be a Navy veteran in his home. And it was all about, thank you, Mr. President, for being a decent man and blah, blah, blah. People could care less if the top guy is tough or if he's easygoing. What they do know is that if their policies prevent them from hiring enough workers or giving the people the raises that they need and have earned and have deserved, or they want to expand and offer greater numbers of services or products to the public, you don't get to that equation by adding bean counters inside the operation just to comply with all of the checklist of things that, that Washington wants you to do. And it seems to me that the Biden team may be kind of deaf on all of this, which is going to fall on deaf ears. That's fine. But I don't think that the workers are. And I think that what I'm sensing, and I live in a fairly blue state, but what I'm sensing is that there's a real anxiety about just what a chokehold regulation has put on this economy and how we could get rid of it with a snap of a finger if somebody came in and would undo most of what Joe Biden did in those first few days.
You know, it's interesting, Kevin, because with President Trump losing and only been in one term, and then President Biden coming in and is almost at the end of his first term, it's no longer just, you know, this is what I'll do, you know, from somebody. We actually have records to compare. You can take President Trump's record and put it down and look at the job growth, look at the economic growth during that period of time. You can compare it to President Biden's. I mean, he's raised taxes. And we don't have a revenue problem.
And this weekend bragging about how he's going to let that tax, those tax cuts run out as though they were a bad thing.
Yeah, not only is he going to let them run out, he's actually said, I heard him say over the past couple of days, when he gets in office, if they're still there, he'll get rid of them. I mean, so, he's bragging about the fact that he's going to raise taxes. He's going to get rid of, you know, any of these things that are left that were absolutely spurring on our economy when, and the country was just literally flourishing. More jobs were being created. More businesses were getting started. There was a confidence level. And if you look now, I think the NFIB recently reported that business optimism, that's National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Right.
They reported that business optimism is declining in the country, and it was just flourishing under the Trump administration. So Trump really knew and understood that business, small business especially, were the backbone of the economy. And any time I traveled with him, and I did travel with him quite a bit when we were trying to pass his tax policy and the regulatory policy, and any time I was in the audience and he was speaking about small business, he would always single me out and say, and Linda, we all know that small business is big business, right? And I would say, absolutely. You know, you're right about the job creation from small business, but also about 40% of the GDP comes from small businesses. So he had a great understanding of that. Biden's never been in the business world except through some of the checks that he seems to get. he hasn't really built a business or understand how that works. It's all
the big guy incorporated doesn't qualify as a small business, is what you're saying. Well, Linda, let me ask you this, and we may have to take a break and come back, but the country as a whole and the situation that the country faces as a whole, you could narrow down these issues to just regulation, tax policy, incentives for businesses, et cetera. But I don't think there's any way to divorce the bodega owner from his store that President Trump stopped at in Harlem just last week when he was here attending to his trial. You can't divorce that bodega owner not only from the tax policy and the job incentive policies and the other things that the executive branch can direct in terms of helping them, but the rest of the environment of the country.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. The NYPD is admitting an officer accidentally shot his gun when police were clearing protesters out of Columbia University. Officials say a veteran emergency service unit sergeant was trying to gain entry into a locked office in Hamilton Hall last week when a firearm unintentionally went off. The bullet went into the office and didn't harm anyone. The incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the protesters that forcibly took over the hall. A new study suggests that emissions from gas stoves are linked to increased rates of childhood asthma and premature death. The Stanford research published in the Journal of Science Advances indicates that a combination of pollutants may contribute to around 200,000 cases of asthma. Furthermore, long-term exposure to nitrogen dioxide from gas stoves could be responsible for up to 19,000 adult deaths annually. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back from Times Square. It's That Kevin Show and Kevin McCullough. Very honored to have Linda McMahon, former chief administrator for the Small Business Administration in the Trump administration, did a great job there. And I'm not kidding, Linda. I saw a small business boom across every, you know, blue state, red state, purple states. Business was on fire. In fact, before COVID, it was hard to imagine an economy that could have gotten any better And I lived through the Reagan revival. Since Nixon, I've basically followed every administration carefully. The Reagan impetus and kind of the 23 straight quarters of growth that he had was certainly a record. But if you had allowed Trump policies to stay in place and the deregulation to stay in place, I was convinced that we were going to see a broader expansive growth of some of that policy directly. But let me ask you, as I did before the break, it's not just the business policy. It's not just the economic policy that impacts the small business owner. It is the entire picture. And there is not an area of American life at this moment that is not in decline under Joe Biden, whether it is economics, whether it is crime, whether it is immigration, whether it is, civil liberties and what people are allowed to express and be and do in the marketplace. You're talking about the most regressive and repressive set of policies to be put on our society in quite some time. How is that whole picture impacting what the small business owner is dealing with right now?
Well, I think let's break it down a little bit. I think one of the areas that's impacting the most is the rampant increase in crime. Across the country, from California to New York, where the law enforcement is just not allowed to do their job, where people are arrested and they don't even have to post bail. They're put back on the street. In California and New York, if you don't steal, if you steal $950 or less, I think it's about that's in California. It's about the same in New York. And you're not even arrested. It's not even a crime. Now, can you imagine? You referenced that bodega owner or another small business. $1,000, let's round it up to $1,000. $1,000, somebody just comes in, takes off your shelf. That's right out of their bottom line. Where do they get that? Now, if four or five people come in and do that, that's a lot of money. So not only is their inventory being stolen and they can't afford that, and if they do replace it, who's going to actually pay for that? The consumer. The consumers are going to, they don't want to come in if they are afraid the store is going to be robbed and you have these gangs.
Or if the $1.25 snack bar now costs $3.80.
And everything is behind locked doors. But not only that, you're a little bit fearful that you might be involved in one of those crimes. You might be in the store when one of those things happens. So it decreases foot traffic, for
right.
retail. So it is this rampant crime spree that is going on across the country. And if you look at big cities like California, like Los Angeles and New York, a lot of them are being done by gangs that are doing repetitive crimes. I think there are about 300 and some gangs in the state of New York that are actually repetitively doing these crimes. And so we have to have law enforcement. The policy has to be that law enforcement can do its job. We have to back our policemen. We have to have prosecutors with spine. We have to have the laws that are going to make these people accountable for, we just have to enforce the laws. A lot of them that are already on the books and change the ones that have been made that are detrimental to small businesses because you're killing them. They close their doors. They're afraid to operate. Or even big box stores will tell their employees, don't try to stop any of these people that are coming in. Just let them walk out, with whatever they're stealing. We don't want you to be involved in that. So think about kids who used to get summer jobs or vacation jobs. Their parents don't want them to do that anymore because they're afraid for their safety of going down to some of these stores. So it's having an unbelievable impact, this crime spree across the country. And I've seen it, time after time. And they're afraid.
I think tied into that is the other issue that people care about, which is the immigration issue, because we've heard and I've seen evidence that, for instance, Venezuela has emptied its jails and allowed many of their criminals to come north. In fact, so much so that some of the Venezuelan gangs are some of the gangs you're talking about that have reconstituted themselves in Boston, in New York, and they are now systematically hitting places that they can stay under the legal limit and basically get away with it. And
what they do with
the inventory, we're not exactly sure, but it's not helping the stores that they took it from.
No, definitely not. They resell it is typically, is my understanding. They resell it. Okay, cost of goods is pretty good if you steal it and you don't have to go to jail for it. Whatever markup you put on it, you're ahead of the game.
Linda McMahon, America First Policy Institute, thank you so much for taking some time out with us tonight.
Pleasure.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin. Morning Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin, Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you back with us. It's that Kevin show, and as we do on these weekends, we go through a lot of stuff. And I know the journey tonight has been pretty exhaustive. We started out talking about the Islamic flags. We talked about small business. We talked about travel. Obviously, we've had some great sketch comedy from the Babylon Bee and the Holderness family. And come on, how good was Teddy Swims in the first hour? It's still to come, a heart-wrenching duet from Teddy And Maren Morris is going to join him on that in just a little bit. But before we go anywhere, I want to do two things. I want to make sure you know that your chance to win a That Kevin Show mug is still operational. Every week we are drawing a new name, and if you have not sent your registration, just send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, put mug in some form, and then in the body of the email, put which one you want. Do you want the black one with the white logo, or do you want the white one with the black logo? They're both very sharp. I love both of them. I love my coffee. It stays equally hot in both of them. And then, you know, Eric, the travel guy, was with us last hour, and I'm serious. I think it would be fun to take a trip. If you have a desire to maybe travel with yours truly to some exotic location, be it eating our way through Italy or Spain or Greece or Ireland or Hawaii or something, drop me an email. Same email address, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, and tell me where you think it would be fun to go. One of the things I read about recently is eating your way through Italy, and you go to 9 different culinary regions, and you eat the 9 different like native foods that are, you know, made in that specialized in that region, and it just looks phenomenal. So it'd be fun, and with someone like Eric to kind of guide us into where to go and make sure we know, you know, we get the best part. That might be a lot of fun, actually. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. Now, I'm very excited to report to you that for yet another week in a row, you have been very helpful in freeing slaves that have been taken captive in Sudan. And I want to just give you an update. We were sitting at 52 slaves last week, for our efforts. And by the way, here in the spring, we're trying to liberate 104. So that would have been, you know, exactly the 50% way mark, for those 104 in this first half of this year. And the reason that we want to liberate them now, we want to speak for them now, is because there is a liberation just around the corner where the CSI personnel are going to go into the regions where the slaves are at and liberate the slaves and bring them home. We do this 2 or 3 times a year, and we want to make sure that we get the slaves spoken for that we are going to liberate. So we were at 52 a week ago. As of tonight, we are at 64 slaves freed of the 104 that we're hoping to do here in the first half of the year. Ultimately, we want to do 208 for the whole year. But 64 have been spoken for, so thank you for your generosity, and thank you for calling 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. What does your $250 one-time gift do? It basically, after the slave's freedom has been negotiated, it basically gives the slave everything they need to start their life over again. Food for a year, seed to plant food for the coming year. Sorghum grain is what they eat primarily. So you get a year's worth of sorghum, a year's worth of seed. There's utensils to garden, cook, and fish with. There are tarps to help protect from weather. There's blankets and things to help make comfortable. And these slaves are returned back to the region where they were originally absconded from, usually as young girls, and now they're returning home as women that have been in slavery for most of their life. But every time that we do, the town that welcomes them home just goes crazy. They have the biggest party you could ever believe. So all of that is what your $250 accomplishes. Oh, and they get a kid goat, a little she-goat that helps make more goats for them to to survive with and to thrive with in a micro-enterprise kind of way. And your gift tonight does that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Please don't delay, but call right now and help us to free as many of them as you can.
It took me 15 days to walk the journey back to South Sudan. But that marked a passage for my life, from the horrors of slavery to a future filled with hope. Taken when I was just a child, snatched away literally from my mother's arms, my dreams of happiness were shattered as my living nightmare began, and suddenly I found myself a slave. My slave master stripped me of my Christian faith and even my name, and he stamped on me instead a Muslim name and identity, and the beginning of a life of endless work. My worst day in slavery is still a vivid memory. My master sent me for a very difficult job of fetching water. The jugs are very heavy, and the distance is very far. When I was on my last trip to the well for that day, a group of Arab men approached the well and began calling out to me. And then they raped me. My master refused to accept my story and even blamed me for what ended up happening. And he did so even though he had raped me so many times before that. Because I have no idea of my birthday or even hometown. When I arrived to South Sudan, I was very blessed to be able to join a community of 150 other former slaves. And as I am now pregnant with a child that was conceived from my abusers, it's my hope to be a loving and caring mother. I hold no remorse against this child, because I am so grateful. I wish to send thanks to God, and thanks to those of you who cared about me and brought me safely home. And I would like to ask that you not stop until every captive is freed, fed, and healed. My name is Abouk Garang, and because of your faithfulness, I was freed in November of 2023. And this is my story.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Teddy Swims, and this time with Maren Morris.
Walking down the street last night, watching strangers pass me by. Where do all our shadows go? I guess some things I'll never know. I can fool my senses for a little while, but some things are too hard to reconcile. When I look into your eyes, there's no answers I can find. It's a feeling that I've never known. There's some things I'll never know. I guess some things I'll never know.
I'm running out of avenues, 'cause every road leads back to you. When memories fade, I guess some things I'll never know. Yeah, I could fool my senses for a little while, but some things are too hard to reconcile.
Oh, when I look into your eyes, there's no answers I can find. It's a
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.